I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented as always by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, Jason Bishop. That's the foursome. It's a Pro Football Focus Tuesday. And today on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, we have Ian Harditz from PFF and their fantasy football podcast. What's up, Ian?
Thanks for having me on, dudes. Wow, that week 8 is already here, pretty much the halfway point of the season. But, you know, it's been a fun season so far. It wasn't too long ago that we were kind of worried if we'd even get to this point. So very happy to say we're about halfway through this year.
Ian, one of the things you're most known for is your helicopter play of the week. And I look forward to seeing it every week on Twitter at iHarditz. And I know that you'd have been having some issues with your picks up until this week. Explain to the listeners what your helicopter play of the week is. And I should have listened to the advice because I sat Justin Herbert, who just went off this week. Who was your pick?
Yes, I finally did get one with Justin Herbert. So the idea of these helicopter plays, for anyone that's ever played DraftKings or FanDuel, any form of kind of daily fantasy, you know that with these players every single week, we have projected ownership. Obviously, guys like Alvin Kamara, you know, Kenny Galladay, the true studs every single week are going to be, you know, owned in 10% to 20, even higher percentage of lineups around the league. But you really want to try to take home one of these big tournaments, you know, the Millionaire Maker every week or one of these things. Usually got to hit on at least one or two plays that are going to be a little bit just less chalking and less known by the public. So that's kind of the goal of these helicopter plays, is a non-top five salary player, someone that doesn't have that high of a projected ownership. So trying to stack the deck against myself a little bit to try to find, you know, this low-owned kind of stud with potential GPP winning upside. Was happy to get the Herbert one. Man, I feel like I was making life too hard to myself before, because in week six, you know, we had Justin Jefferson, DeAndre Swift, Julio Jones, all going off, all fantastic plays. At that point, I was looking at sub 5% ownership, but you know what? If someone's putting up two scores and 100-plus yards, you know, at 7% versus 4%, who really cares at that point? So it was good to get on the scoreboard, and hopefully many more to come.
Ian, where do you stand on one of my leagues? I've got Chubb, who's obviously hurt. I got Lindsey, who's always, you know, dinged up, got a little concussion issue again this week. So I got to replace him. And now Kenyon Drake is going to be out. So where do you stand on Chase Edmonds replacing Drake for a few weeks? Now, they got a bye this week, which helps Drake to recover. But coming back in 2 weeks, it looks like he'll be the featured back. Where do you stand on Chase Edmonds?
Yeah, it sounds like Cardinals are just going to treat Drake's injury as a high ankle sprain. You know, if we know anything about those, it can, you know, take potentially months before he'll be back at 100%. So this entire kind of offseason, the four guys that I've been preaching as, you know, the main three down handcuffs in the league, Chase Edmonds, Latavius Murray, Alexander Mattison, Tony Pollard. I understand Madison didn't exactly come to fruition the way we were hoping for, but with Edmonds, I think it's more locked in just about any of these guys other than maybe Latavius Murray, because you look at what the Cardinals did last year. This was a true one RB backfield in 2019, whether it was David Johnson, Kenyon Drake, or even Chase Edmonds. I mean, these guys were usually playing 80-90% of their offensive snaps, which is very rare in today's NFL. Only a few backfields are really only run by a single running back. So this year, been a little bit more of a two-back thing, but I mean, Drake's still kind of been the leader, playing 70% snaps more weeks than not. So for Evans to be walking into that role, I think it's honestly going to resemble more 2019 than what Drake has had this year, because Edmonds, you know, even with Drake dominating most of the early down work, has already been getting those targets. So, man, hopefully, you know, your listeners out there already have Edmonds on your bench, but if not, he needs to be the number one waiver claim. If you have, you know, $30 a fab left, $50 a fab left, I would not be afraid to use every single bit on Chase Edmonds. He's in that Mike Davis mold where we can really expect to rank him as a top 12 option at the position week in and week out as long as Drake stays off the field.
Ian, what's the latest on Chris Carson of the Seahawks? He has the midfoot sprain that he's dealing with, and if he's not going to be able to go this weekend, people definitely want to scramble and try to get Carlos Hyde. They want a piece of that Seattle backfield if they can get it. Do you think Carson plays, and how aggressively do you target Hyde on the waivers, the waiver wire this week?
Man, this is such a mess. So Carson, yeah, he is week to week, but if, I don't know if we could name just a tougher running back in the entire league. This dude's been playing through all sorts of nicks and bruises over these past 2 years. So it sounds like he'll at least be out for week 8, but it also doesn't sound like an IR situation. So I'd be surprised if Carson does ultimately end up missing more than a week or two. And then, you know, the problem is, yeah, okay, in a perfect world, if Hyde was, you know, fine, everyone else was fine, I'd be fine treating Hyde as a top 20 option at the position this week. But Pete Carroll came out on his Monday presser, and not only is Carson week to week with this mid-foot sprain, but we got Hyde dealing with a tight hamstring. Travis Homer has a knee bruise and isn't 100%. And Rashad Penny, who's been on the PUP list all season, Puff, he's still like getting closer but not expected to play this week. So it's feasible that rookie DJ Dallas is the lone healthy back in Seattle. But clearly this situation is pretty far from clear at the moment. I think, you know, again, I would prioritize Chase Edmonds, even someone like probably Jermichael Hasty over this situation, because even if you do get this 1 week with Carlos Hyde, it sounds like, you know, not only Carson but also Penny are going to be back sooner rather than later. And once either of those guys are back, Hyde's going to be back to being, you know, a non-recommended fantasy start week in and week out.
Sounds like McCaffrey's going to be closer to healthy. I'm not sure he'll be 100%, but they play Thursday, which kind of hurts them early, you know, a short week for them. So maybe he sits out one more week. But do you still like Mike Davis once McCaffrey comes back? Because I got to think that they're still going to give him the ball. He's been so productive. So what are you hearing on McCaffrey, and then what do you think about Davis?
I don't know, man. Panthers has about 64 million reasons why they should feed Christian McCaffrey every touch he can handle as long as he's healthy. I hear you with Mike Davis. I mean, he truly, if he doesn't lead the league in broken tackles right now, he was in that top three going into last week. So it's not like he's getting just empty yards, you know, and just only winning on volume. The guy has been making dudes miss, you know, showing soft hands and doing his thing. I know they came out yesterday and said he'll still have a role. Maybe they do find a way to get him a few touches. But, you know, I was mentioning in that previous backfield discussion about how so few backfields only utilize one running back, and the Panthers are firmly, you know, at the top of that list in terms of, you know, never really asking McCaffrey and now Mike Davis to leave the field. So we just don't really have any evidence over the past even three seasons of the Panthers doing anything other than featuring their number one RB to a heavy extent. Now, this doesn't mean you should cut Mike Davis. We see exactly what can happen with Mike when only one injury occurs, and that's, you know, him turning into his top 12 fantasy back. So he's right up there with Latavius Murray, you know, and Chase Edmonds, as we were talking about before, as the single best handcuffs you want to keep on your bench in fantasy football. I just don't think we're looking at a situation where you get any sort of, you know, weekly standalone value as soon as McCaffrey is healthy.
Talking to Ian Harditz, NFL analyst, host of the PFF Fantasy Football Podcast. I wanted to switch gears to something that's not necessarily fantasy related, but I mentioned what Pro Football Focus had thought of Ryan Kerrigan, and maybe you can talk about it, because we're wondering whether there's value in trading a guy who doesn't get on the field much, but if you look at the percentage of hurries and quarterback hits and those type of things, it looks like he's a really good player.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think it's really an indictment on Kerrigan's play at this point of his career, and it's more so the reality that this Washington football team defensive line, I mean, you know, when you're this bad as kind of they've been for the past half decade and you're spending almost every first-round pick on defensive line, I mean, it's easy to see why they, you know, just dominated that Cowboys game, they dominated the Eagles in week one. When teams can't match up with them on the line of scrimmage when they're on defense, I mean, they're just going to be winning these games. It truly is a situation where I wouldn't call them the 2019 49ers. We're not seeing the same sort of, you know, schematic goodness or firepower on the offensive side of the ball. But, I mean, this defensive line truly can take over games. So, yeah, I don't think Kerrigan's washed at all. I think he could go to a contender, still supply, you know, plenty of goodness, even if he ends up playing, you know, one of these more just get him on the field, you know, in prime pass rush situations. So I don't think he's washed by any stretch of the imagination. It's just the reality that, you know, Chase Young, Daron Payne, Jonathan Allen, Montez Sweat, the list goes on and on of these guys that Washington already has. So it's wild to have that embarrassment of riches where Ryan Kerrigan does become expendable, but I think that's the situation that Washington is looking at right now.
Ian, what did you make of the Antonio Gibson bell cow treatment he got this past week? 20 carries, goes over 100, finds the end zone. Probably more a function of the fact that they were just bleeding the clock with the lead, but you'd like to see that sort of usage from Gibson, even though they like to throw McKissick in there as well, and even sprinkle in some Peyton Barber so they can get 3 yards, 3 yards a pop with him. But Gibson looked really good this past week.
Yeah, you need 3 yards, Peyton Barber will get you 3 yards. You need 4 yards, Peyton Barber will get you 3 yards. So that's just kind of the running back he's been with Washington this year. So the 20 carries were awesome for Gibson. He only had one target, but we've seen them get him more involved in the pass game recently. The problem is he just truly isn't pulling away from McKissick yet. I mean, even last week with the Washington football team, you know, commanding that whole game, having, you know, more positive game script than they'll probably see again this season, he only played 50% of the offensive snaps. I mean, McKissick was literally out there every bit as often as Gibson, even though Gibson was the one getting the more touches. It's fine. I mean, Gibson with his, you know, touch role where he's getting 15 to 20 per week, that's valuable. He'll be a weekly, you know, top 20, top 24 option at the position with that. But it's just the reality that, you know, his ceiling is kind of having that true Christian McCaffrey never leave the field role, because coming into this year, Gibson being this, you know, wide receiver convert from college, it was reasonable not to expect him to kind of immediately get this early down work on the offense. But Peyton Barber, other than this week when, you know, again, they were up by so much, he's really been phased out of the offense for the most part. So the fact that Gibson already has the early down role is really good, because, you know, we know what he can do receiving. Not to hate on J.D. McKissick, but it seems like some point, you know, they're going to phase him out, really let Gibson run away with this entire backfield. You know, if you look at only the touches from last week, you might have thought that that already happened. But I think, you know, last week's performance was more of a result of them just really getting up quickly on the scoreboard. If there's a game, you know, next week where they're going to be behind a little bit more often, I think we'll probably see McKissick close that touch count. It's unfortunate that he's not going to be, you know, this weekly RB1 like we were hoping for sooner rather than later, but it's still a valuable guy to have on the fantasy bench.
If you have CeeDee Lamb, you can't play him anymore, I don't think, especially after the way, especially this week with DiNucci throwing to him, but he was targeted 5 times against Washington and dropped like 4 of them. I mean, he was just bad.
Yeah, and I mean, look, it's hard to expect anything from this Cowboys offense at this point. What made them so good from really 2014 up until, you know, Dak getting injured this year, just, you know, even losing Romo, losing to DeMarco Murray, Dez Bryant, even after they lost all their stars, they continued to put up points because their entire offensive line was always filled with these world beaters. And now you take away Tyron Smith, Lael Collins, Travis Frederick retired, his replacement, Joe Looney's on IR. And finally, the nail in the coffin was last week, Zach Martin missing the game with a concussion. I mean, how long do we have to hear about this Cowboys, you know, juggernaut offensive line, filled with first-round picks? That's a thing of the past. So, you know, it's one of these things where we hyped up Andy Dalton coming in as, you know, having the best skill position talents of his career. I'm not too worried about CeeDee Lamb moving forward. I don't think he's shown enough this year to, you know, fully realize that he's going to be one of the next big things at the wide receiver position, whether or not he was good in week 6 or not. But I just think that right now with this offensive line playing as bad as it is and as banged up as it is, it's really tough to expect anything from anyone other than Ezekiel Elliott and Amari Cooper. And those guys, I mean, they're pretty much just winning on volume alone at this point.
Joined by Ian Harditz from Pro Football Focus at iHarditz on Twitter. And your latest tweet is kind of shocking. RBs with more PPR points than James Robinson from Jacksonville this season. Alvin Kamara, Zeke Elliott.
Wow.
And that's a guy you probably either you didn't draft him, or maybe you picked him with your last pick as like a flyer, or picked him up off the waiver wire. I mean, what a steal and a bargain that guy is.
Yeah, James Robinson. I mean, look, he hasn't been just spectacular or anything, but this is truly the thing about fantasy football. We want volume more than talent. It doesn't do us any good, you know, when we have, like, okay, guys like Aaron Jones are still awesome, but clearly if you were starting a franchise, you know, there'd be 10 to 20 to 30 running backs you'd probably pick before James Robinson. There's a reason why he wasn't on more people's radars going in this year. But, you know, in this great game of fantasy football, we need to adjust on the fly, and James Robinson has anyone's idea of this future RB1 role. I mean, Chris Thompson was expected to be someone to kind of steal away pass down work from Fournette or Robinson or whoever was going to be a Jaguars early down back. They've been so comfortable still throwing the ball to Robinson, even when they get behind, that it's made him really independent of negative game script. So, still not as many, you know, red zone opportunities as we'd like, just because that's the reality of playing in a Jaguars offense that, to be frank, just isn't very good. But yeah, man, you know, you got Robinson out there last week. He played 90% of the offensive snaps with Thompson sideline. I do wonder, you know, if Davina Zigbo ever gets healthy, or, you know, I know Roquo Armstead's having himself an awful little battle with COVID at the moment. So I wouldn't say Robinson's, you know, stranglehold on this backfield is all that tight, but hey, they seem content to continue to feed the guy 20 plus touches. And as long as they're going to continue to do that week in and week out, he's a legit RB1, as crazy as that sounds.
Real quick, last question. Where do you stand on Rashard Higgins now that OBJ is hurt now for the year?
Yeah, so, I mean, look, OBJ couldn't sustain consistent production in this offense. I wouldn't necessarily expect Higgins to do, you know, something that OBJ couldn't. But with that said, we have not really seen Mayfield have better chemistry with anyone other than Higgins to this point in his career. I mean, Mayfield, since coming to the league, has targeted 12 receivers at least 25 times. Higgins has averaged 10.92 adjusted yards per target. Nobody else is over even 8 when Baker's throwing them the ball. So, you know, anytime these two are linking up, it seems like good things happen. I think he can be, you know, this upside wide receiver 3 kind of week in and week out, probably, you know, topping off, like, you know, maybe the wide receiver 28, 29, depending on the matchup. So, great chemistry with Baker, but just realize, you know, this Browns offense, they're pretty much running, you know, the QBX system that Stefanski learned in Minnesota. So kind of Vikings, the Browns, this is a situation where more weeks than not, if they're able to do what they want to do, you know, the quarterbacks aren't going to be throwing more than 25 times. Fully expecting Jarvis Landry to be the number one wide receiver in Cleveland, but, you know, you can certainly do worse than a number two pass game option and an offense that's going to be on the field, you know, more times than not. So I wouldn't say, you know, you're getting a wide receiver one, wide receiver two on your hands, but particularly with bye weeks, you know, mounting injuries all over the place. Worst guys to have in a starting wide receiver playing with a quarterback that, again, he's shown some pretty great chemistry with to this point.
Ian, thank you very much, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Good luck in week 8.
Thanks,
yeah,
Ian.
Man.
Pal.
Man, talk to Ian Harditz.
He knows his stuff.
He's got all the nuggets, man.
I mean, he's throwing out all kinds of numbers and ranking. Yep. I mean, he knows it all.
Yep, he's got it down.
Pro Football Focus Tuesday. We give you the best insiders in the game every week. All right, coming up next, we'll switch gears. We'll open up EB's entertainment page and find out which celebrity was bragging about her husband's bulge next on The Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. Reminder, you can always use the rewind feature on the Raider.com app. Go back in time as much as 24 hours. Earlier in the show, we had Will Brinson. Great interview with him as he talked a lot about throwing cash. We just had Ian Harditz from PFF, who's fantastic. A lot of fantasy football nuggets. If you miss any part of the show, you can always use that rewind feature via Raider.com. Right now, though, we open up the entertainment page. Brought to you by friends at Wave Soda. It's super simple, just bubbly water, splash of real juice, a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia, artificial sweeteners, just a clean finish. With only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can, enter the code JUNKIES. You get 15% off at wavesoda.com.
I just finished the can of tangerine.
What do I have? I have
blackberry. It's black.
The blackberry.
Very good.
I don't know if it's designed for this, but sometimes after my bike ride, because I am the Lance Armstrong of Kensington, I have a Wave Soda to kind of quench my thirst a little bit.
Because
I mean,
it's delicious.
Water's
refreshing.
Always better, but I always want a little something sweet, so sometimes I defer to this.
No. Wave Soda, greater than sign, water.
Why are you laughing?
Water!
You're just funny.
Why?
I don't know. You just make me laugh.
Yeah, talented.
In a donkish kind of way, but...
Yeah, well, that's fine. You got to know your abilities. All right, Kelly Ripa, apparently bragging about her husband, Mark Consuelos' package.
No way.
After, I mean,
he's got a package like cakes.
No, apparently. I mean, who knows? I remember when I was young, I've said this story before. One time I felt cakes had a bulge in his drawers.
How do you remember these things?
He might have a sneaky bulge. Valdez, I'm telling you, I remember that as a youth.
Sneaky Bulger?
Yeah, I think.
Mark in my pants.
Yeah, I think he might have. But Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos, they're kind of annoying just in the sense that they're so good looking. They look like a soap opera, couple, basically.
Well, they were.
Right. And
didn't Consuelos, wasn't he on a soap opera? Or
that's how they met. They both were on one. Didn't they
and
meet
they still
there?
Look like it. I don't know. I know Kelly Ripa was. But it's just annoying. Anyway, they remember at the beginning of quarantine, they faked like they were in New York or whatever, but they were actually
in Bahamas.
The Bahamas. Yeah, right. They're like silly house in the Bahamas just chilling.
Right.
How did they
were in New York? Did they just have the city backdrop?
She just never – she tried to allude to going through the same issues that everyone else
right.
did.
Oh, the lockdown's so terrible.
Right.
We're stuck at home.
Right.
I'm stuck in my $30 million penthouse in New York.
Right.
Boo-hoo!
Well, no, but she wasn't.
No, she was going out to the White Sandy Beach right after
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, she was chilling on the beach.
Yeah.
God bless her. But she was just kind of, she was hiding that news.
Right.
Anyway, so I guess somebody posted pictures, maybe Mark did, or somebody, of them dressing up for Halloween.
Yeah. He was dressed up as Ponch.
He was dressed up as Ponch, the guy
from
Chips, Eric Estrada. And some of the comments are hysterical. Somebody said, did you put the family couch in there? I mean, he's got a huge bulge in there.
He's got a Whitey Bulger in there.
He's got a Mark Bulger, and everybody started commenting on it.
You don't remember how Whitey Bulger met his demise, E.B.?
I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, they put a bunch of master locks in his in a sock, yes. And they whacked him over the head in a wheelchair.
That is just pummeled a terrible
him.
Way to go out.
They forgot to put him in sort of like protective custody.
Right.
As soon as they put
hurt.
Him in the Gen Pop, about an hour later, he was donked off.
I think the first two blows probably hurt, and then
right.
you're
then
unconscious.
I didn't feel it. Yeah, yeah. I didn't feel it.
Could you imagine?
That's the old lock sock trick.
That is a brutal way to go.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But, yeah, anyway, so if you want to check out the picture, you can. I don't know who the guy is playing John Wilcox, who's playing, what was Ponch's partner's name?
Eric.
Was it Eric?
I don't think so. I can't remember.
Well, Ponch
Such
was Eric Estrada. I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh, no, John. John.
John. Yeah, John. Yeah, right. And so I don't know who that guy is, but he's got nothing in there compared to Consuelos.
What's Eric Estrada doing these days? He's probably pitching like something on like like on NBC Sports Washington at 3:30 in the morning, like an
oh,
April
yeah,
commercial.
Like some sort of boat tape or something.
Probably.
You know? I mean, something that plugs a leak or something.
Flexol, EB.
Flexol, yeah.
How
they listen
Eric
to
is...
us talk about Flexol. They were supposed to send us a care package.
It's Flex Seal, isn't it?
Flex Not Seal.
Flexol.
Flex Seal, yeah.
What were you going to say, Jason?
Is Estrada about 75?
No way.
He's not?
You're probably right. I mean, if you say so.
He's got to be in his 70s.
No idea.
I'll tell you right now, Ricky.
Eric Estrada, I'm going to beat you to it.
71.
Damn it.
Wow. I thought he was older.
We're all racing.
Larry Wilcox, definitely older, 73.
Yeah, Larry Wilcox. I used to get sized.
I love that show.
Chips, that was my jam, Cakes.
Cheesy.
Growing up, Chips, BJ and the Bear.
Chips.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Dallas.
Those were my different Strokes.
Yeah.
Those were my go-tos.
Who was the hot female officer on Chips?
Oh, I don't remember.
It was 100 years ago. That show aired, by the way, from 77 to 83 originally.
Yeah.
Old.
She was bald.
How many years was BJ and the Bear on? It couldn't have been on more than
five.
Two or three years, right?
Five.
Oh,
years?
I also liked the one with the kit car.
Knight Rider.
Knight Rider. That was also my jam, too.
Well, I mean, we play the music every week on Thursdays. It's classic.
BJ and the Bear, 3 years. Three seasons.
3 years. Yeah, I got tied. Greg Evigan. He was the star of that, and I always wanted a little
monkey. How many episodes can you do about a monkey riding around in an 18-wheeler?
They did 48.
I guess so.
Hey, I could relate to that. Rhonda drives. I should ask her if she has ever thought about getting a bear.
A you bear or a monkey?
A bear or a monkey.
A bear is named Bear.
Hey, Drabby.
Yeah.
Drabby.
She went to Grantsville.
can you book Rhonda this week?
For sure. I tried to a couple weeks ago. But.
Let's get an update. I'll ask her if she's ever thought about getting a monkey.
Sure.
Whose trailer smells better, BJ's or Rhonda's?
I don't know.
Hey, maybe she's got some air freshener in there.
So Mike Tyson, I don't know if this is a goof. I haven't clicked on it yet. They say he came out with a song. He hooked up with some LA-based production group, Tiki Lau. Is that how you say that? I've never heard of them. Do you have? Is this a goof or is it serious?
I have the song.
All right, it's good. It's a goof, right?
Isn't it like an EDM song?
Yeah, it's an EDM song.
Is it a goof?
I think it's serious because you know how Shaq got into the like the DJ game and he's making a lot of money doing that.
Yeah,
because
Ronnie
of his name. Yeah, so I think Mike's trying to kind of branch into that now and use his fame and name to go DJ clubs
I'm gonna
and
make
events
more
like
money
that.
He's not
going to
DJ.
Why not?
No, come on.
Why? Why can't he DJ?
I can't see it happening.
Why not? Shaq's doing doggy jams.
Shaq loves music. It's totally different. Mike is not that kind
what
of guy.
What do you
guy.
Mean? Not even, Mike doesn't like music?
Huh?
Mike Tyson doesn't like music?
No, he likes weed. And he likes hanging
with
his
kids. Well, I like music, EB.
I do not see him.
You want to hear that?
Yeah, I do want to hear it, though.
I'm Mike Tyson.
I've been the wildest. I've been the craziest. I've been the outrageous.
The vicious, the most destructive fighter
I'm
ever lived.
I'm Mike Tyson. An international star. A warlord to strip your heart out. And guess what? I'm Mike Tyson. I'm Mike Tyson.
Here comes
it's a banger.
So bad.
Mike Tyson.
Well, the intro's the worst part.
That's the worst.
And it sounds like every other EDM song I've ever heard. That's
a waste of time. It's a waste of the last 40
seconds. Why'd you say that was
seconds.
Serious?
It is serious. It's awful, but it's serious.
I actually think there could be something to the hook. Hold on.
It's kind of catchy.
I think the hook.
This song is trash.
The hook is on Mike Tyson.
I know, but it's just hearing his voice. That's the worst part.
That's about as good as his performance when he lost to the big Irish dude.
Kevin McBride.
Yeah.
I'm Mike Tyson. Ooh, that's bad.
All right, enough.
Britney Spears is in the news. Also, Handmaid's Tale. See, I'd never heard of that until this Amy Coney Barrett stuff came up, and she was accused of being part of some Handmaid's Tale group or something. I don't even quite know what it is, but I guess it's where, like, I don't know, men tell you what to do or something. And her hairstylist or her makeup artist says...
I thought it was a TV show.
Yeah, I thought it was a TV show.
It's on Hulu, right? Isn't that a Hulu silly?
Well, isn't that kind of the idea, though?
I don't know the idea behind it. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, you're kind of right.
Yeah, but they're saying that there's a Handmaid's Tale-style plot to keep her from having a baby, Cakes, another baby, with her boyfriend, Sam.
Well, how old is she?
I think she's like 38 or something. She's still in the baby-making years.
That's the last thing she needs.
Doesn't she already have like 7 kids?
She has 2.
Two?
7. Why did she have 7?
She should have 7.
I think Cakes is talking about Amy Coney Barrett.
Yeah, I'm talking about Britney.
Oh, no. Barrett has 7.
Talking about Britney.
We're getting our people mixed up.
Yeah, no, Amy Coney Barrett is 48, and she's got 100 kids.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were talking about.
No, I'm talking about Britney.
Okay, continue. My bad.
And I said the only reason why I know Handmaid's Tale is because they were using that as some sort of they were making fun of Amy Coney Barrett with all that stuff.
By the way, who do you think had a higher SAT score, Cakes?
Oh, out of those two?
I mean, if Britney Spears
Britney?
Took the SAT.
I'm sure she took the SAT. She was still in the Mickey Mouse Club, but she was like
No, here's
6.
A legit question. Do you think Britney beat Stumper score? Stumper needed a 700 to be eligible for baseball.
And didn't get it?
I think he got 690.
He had to take it twice.
He had to take it again.
I don't know. Isn't Britney's name hard to spell?
Britney's.
It's unusual.
It's a little unusual. It's like a simpleton way of spelling it. You know, that's like funny. A donk would spell it that way.
She spells it B-R-I-T-N-E-Y?
Yeah, I think
so.
Okay.
Yeah. But apparently her makeup artist says...
Doesn't she have 7 kids?
Then,
hey, I got mixed up. It happens.
Donkey.
That the strict conservative ship, Cakes, to this day is still controlling whether or not she can have a baby, whether she can get married,
how's
who
Brittany
her
gonna have
friends
time to serve
are.
On the, how's she going to have time to serve on the court, Brittany, right. With all of her 7 kids?
Right.
She's very busy.
You think she's a constitutionalist, Cakes?
I don't even know what that means, but maybe.
Cakes, would you sign a petition to free Brittany?
Sure.
You
know what? I don't really do petitions. Actually, no. I don't do petitions.
Petitions
no.
are stupid.
They're dumb. Yeah.
But what
and
would free Britney
my
get her?
Very valuable
well,
time.
Get her out from underneath this conservatorship so she can live her
so
life.
Can, so she can I mean, actually leave the house?
Yeah. I mean, she's basically locked in her house doing these goofy videos, embarrassing herself. You know.
So, hold on. So, she can't actually walk out of
no,
her front door?
No, I think
door?
She has some freedom, but I'm, you know.
She can't walk to the store?
I think she can, but they don't give her any money. Shouldn't
hey, Jason,
have access
remember
to
what
much.
William Wallace said? What is your life without freedom? Freedom's very important.
Yeah, of course
you need
it
to have it.
But the reason is because she's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
All right, like, well. It's,
you know, it's not all
she can't walk far. Yeah. She can't walk far, but at least she can get out and, you know, could she hang out at a pool?
Yeah, at or her not. House.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, but she's going to hang out with nobody.
She doesn't have a credit card.
It's a conservative. She's like Teresa. Teresa's the real Handmaid's Tale, Valdez.
Believe me, she can get out there and spend.
Hey, Dravy, that's the Handmaid's Tale.
All right, you got more? We could do more after
yeah,
the break.
Yeah, I got a little bit more. Yeah.
All right, we'll do more after the break. It's EB's entertainment page here on The Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Right now, we're going to play the Caller 10 game, hook you with the prize, simply if you call in at 800-636-1067 and are the 10th caller. We're giving away a table for you and five of your friends to check out a screening of The Opening Act, which is this Thursday, October 29th, in the bullpen. The next best thing to going to a comedy club for some laughs is watching a movie about comedy clubs and comedians in a socially distanced but fun setting. Join the Bullpen and DC Improv as they screen an exclusive new movie about what it takes to make it in comedy, told by the comedians who lived it. That's courtesy of DC Improv. So just be the 10th caller if you can head out to the Bullpen on Thursday, and you'll have a good time checking out that movie.
Yeah.
All right, so Val, I assume Drabby is answering the phone. I would like to get an update on the babies. Find out how all that's going. It was funny. I was just checking out my Instagram feed during the break, and I saw his wife Sarah over there checking out the kids. So
I'm here. They got a little delay.
How's
on
it going?
Last night was great. I was there for 2 hours, long time, but I held the girls for the first time. So it was
they took them out. You were allowed to hold them.
Yeah, yeah. So they're at about noon today. They'll be a week old.
Wow. And
yeah,
how many
night.
More weeks do you think you'll be able to get them out of there quicker than maybe you had thought?
No, I don't think so.
They're gonna
probably
gain
two or three
weight,
more
right?
weeks. Three
Do
more
they
weeks.
Put like a limit on the weight, like where they want the kids to be? Is that the deal?
Oh, probably
five
at least
pounds?
Over 5 pounds. So, yeah. But yeah, they're not even weighing them right now. At least not that I know of. So,
right.
Well, sometimes it's scary. The first couple of days, they can lose a little weight.
How do you think Oaktown's going to be around the girls?
That dog's cooked. That dog has no future.
Oaktown, come on, man.
Yeah, that dog is cooked.
Feel bad for him. We're bringing home Claus and stuff like that, so he can smell them a little bit, but
right.
See if he can figure out what's going on. But
yeah, so he's got their scent.
I've seen it happen a million times. Everybody's all about the dogs.
Oaktown's
until they have gonna real
love.
Kids.
Oaktown's gonna love the twins.
Yeah,
he might sit on one of them, but
he's not gonna love when Drabby puts him in a crate down in the basement. Seen
yeah,
that
he's,
bring,
he's no, loving bring, it right now. Though.
Bring Oaktown over to my house. Luke and Oaktown will hang out.
All right.
Yeah, you can do
he may
that.
Take you up on that. You never know.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take him outside. I'm not going to have him inside.
It's an unusual circumstance, and I, you know, obviously you want to take your kids home as soon as you can, but you're able to get some sleep right now in an incredible time where most people don't.
Take advantage of that.
Yeah, take advantage of that. It's pretty cool. All right, what else is out there? All right, so I don't know, JP, I put it up in the Hangout. If you guys want to look at the pictures, I don't know, JP, if you want to put it on the Junks Radio Twitter account if you want, but you know, good Charlotte. We, you know, we did an event with them at the 930 Club when we were at HFS.
Anniversary show.
The anniversary throwdown, I believe, was the official title.
What was it, like our 15th anniversary or something? I think it might have been. Something like that. And maybe 10th anniversary. I have no idea. And they performed for us. It was just the two of the guys, acoustic show.
It was cool. And
we probably had, I don't know, what do you think? 1,000 people, 500 people, I mean, whatever
there
it was.
There were a lot of people there.
We packed it,
yeah.
And they did a private show for us. They've been in studio once or twice since. They're great guys.
Mm-hmm. From the Dorf.
They're from Waldorf.
MD Bread right there.
And those guys, I mean, they both married, you know, sort of Hollywood people, right? Yeah. Benji married Cameron Diaz. Yeah. And Joel married Nicole Richie, right?
Richie.
And Cameron Diaz and Benji just dropped $14.7 million on this home in Beverly Hills.
It's absurd.
And are you guys looking at the pictures?
Yeah, it's absurd.
I mean, it's just absolutely insane.
They got? Do they have stupid money
they
like
have
that?
Good Charlotte, stupid money.
Good Charlotte has that kind of dough.
Well, but also Cameron Diaz.
I think she does.
Billion movies.
Right, but I mean, I think Joel's living the same way.
Cakes, what's Cameron Diaz worth?
Oh, I'm just gonna guess.
She's got 100?
She's got Charlie's Angels money. She's got something about Mary money. I'm going to say her net worth is $80 to $100 million, I would guess.
Right, clicking on dart cakes. Throw.
$140 million.
$140 million.
$140?
That's what it's according to Celebrity Net Worth.
Good for her.
Valdez, is this...
Yeah, this is your anniversary show.
This one is?
Yeah.
Play another one, like one of the songs. I don't even recognize that one.
Benji Madden's net worth $20 million.
Which is amazing,
but compared to his wife,
yeah, but still
$20 million.
You'd like to be worth $20 million.
By the way, those guys also produce a bunch of hits for like 5 Seconds of Summer and all those whatever, like pop stars. They come up with hits for them.
Can you imagine having the FU money where you can drop $15 million in a house?
No.
Oh yeah.
Plus, they license their music for commercials. I mean, they're smart dudes.
My wife would love that island in the kitchen. That's as big as my car.
Yeah, so this
I saw them on the beach in Atlantic City in summer of 2019. Cellay Warp Tour. Cellay.
Oh, I get psyched for this song.
So where'd you say this was? Beverly Hills?
Beverly Hills, yeah. They're calling that a farmhouse. I mean, that looked like my uncle's house.
A modern farmhouse.
He's not planting corn.
Yeah. It doesn't look like a farmhouse to me.
Yeah, it's crazy, that house. Unbelievable. It makes me so jelly.
You know what? I'm going to listen to this album today.
I mean, is it Young and Hopeless or Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous? What's the name of the album?
It might be.
The one that came out when we were at HFS.
Yeah,
which
was that one is massive. Insane.
Massive.
Yeah. I mean, just so many hits.
So many.
Yeah. So anyway, Conan O'Brien is in the news.
By the way, the house has 10 bathrooms. You need 10 bathrooms.
Right. I mean, the most bathrooms, if you buy a regular house and you're just like a regular, what do you think you need? 4 maybe?
Yeah.
Couple upstairs, one on each floor.
Well, you figure.
One on your main floor. You always got a duty on your main
floor. Well, it depends on how many kids you got.
Yeah.
Right, so you need at least 3.
You need a master.
3 full.
And you need one for the kids.
You can get away with 3.5, maybe 4.
Yeah.
By the way, the Young and the Hopeless, which came out October 1, 2002, it sold over 10 million copies worldwide.
Yeah.
10 million.
And I think they still put out new music, right?
They still do. Yeah.
And they occasionally tour. I mean, right now, I feel so bad for these musicians and the comics. I mean, What is our friend doing with the improv? What is she doing? They're doing like drive-in. Yeah, Allison. They're doing like drive-in comedy shows.
Well, like
did you
I
see
said,
that?
They're promoting this on Thursday.
Yeah,
which is a movie.
Who is?
Oh my God!
They're co-promoting like a movie at the bullpen. We just gave away tickets.
All right, I don't listen to his dumb reads. Who cares?
You commented on it. You go nice.
Okay, that's just shtick. That's not listening. But hold
on.
Well, maybe try and listen.
Why do I care what we're giving away? It has zero impact on my life. Zero.
Well, zero. Benji Madden's house has zero impact on my life.
No,
too.
That's interesting.
You spent 5 minutes on it.
It doesn't matter what giveaways we have. You think I care what T-shirts or what bottle cap opener we give away?
Well, you must care because you just asked, what is she doing with the DC Improv?
No, I'm asking about the point is, drive-in you have to answer. Shows. And then you said she's promoting a movie. I don't know anything about that. I'm asking you. Answer. If you know the answer, answer it.
I don't know.
Now
beyond
he's bitter. You got him bitter.
Now he's got the face.
Yeah, I mean, you guys act like it was, I mean, give me a break. You guys listen when JP does reads?
I know I listen more than you.
I don't say nice after it if I didn't hear it.
I'm just filling in the gaps because he's probably sitting there struggling with his phone or something.
I wasn't struggling. I was just saying, 10th caller, this is the prize that you receive.
All right. So, okay, so nice. You get a prize. But who cares what it is? It's always garbage.
Wait, pretty good endorser.
Way to hype up the prizes.
Way to go, Eric. Pretty professional.
Do we have great prizes, typically? Typically, they're garbage.
Every prize is amazing.
Maybe this one's amazing.
Yeah, but
we love our sponsors, EB.
Yeah, yeah, but there's sponsorship attached.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Why couldn't
dummy?
So funny. Why couldn't the comedy clubs kind of do the same thing that theaters are doing? Space people out, make them wear masks. I mean, why couldn't they? Couldn't they do that?
Could, I think they could. The big thing that theaters have going for
them—take the temperature when they walk in. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so dumb. The big thing is that the theaters have the big high ceilings. And that's really good. You know, a lot of these clubs, like the Improv, is like down in the basement, you know, probably like 9-foot ceilings. Probably not great for a pandemic.
It's not great, but I think you could work with it.
I think you could, too. Of course.
All right, we got to get out of here. It looks like Jason loves Blake Snell tonight in the World Series. So if you want to go with Blake Snell, that is Jason's recommendation. We got to get out of here. Grant Dandy up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.